Red Beaver Believers, welcome to another edition of the Timely Beaver, where we have with us today...
Dave, back in the United States in California. Good afternoon, Ted.
Oh, hello, Dave. Thanks for coming back jet-lagged and tired out.
Woo.
For the rest of you out there, thanks for joining us as well. For the St. Paddy's Day Bust Your Punk Ass Extravaganza, we're bringing out the bagged pipes, whistles, and Celtic beats for you with some Irish drinking songs done up as only the punkies could.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so we have for you the Dropkick Murphys, Aminon, Real McKenzie's, and the Bloody Irish Boys. So watch out and beware. Dave's back in the country from an exuberant journey over the pond over to Italy. Tell us all about it.
I'll try to sum it up as best I can in a short amount of time. Took off from San Francisco, went to Frankfurt, Frankfurt to Vienna, Vienna to Bologna. Then from Bologna, I stayed with my family, and then I went, I hopped on a train and took it to Florence. Then I went to Rome. Then I came back up to Bologna, and then I went to Venice. And then I went back to Bologna, then up to the Dolomites, came back to Bologna, flew from Bologna to Vienna, Vienna to London, London back to San Francisco. If I say, and if I get into specifics, we'll be here for an hour. So let me just say one thing, to go to Italy. Everything is beautiful there. Rome is awesome. Venice is awesome. I just want to keep it short and sweet, Ted.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, I'd have to say from the pictures I saw, which we will put a link to on timelybeaver.com, so go there to check out some photos from Dave's trip to Italy, where he saw, I am sure, some of the most gorgeous women in the world.
And, yes. And you know what? This will be the last thing, because we'll talk more about the Italy trip. I mean, again, we could go all day.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of overweight girls in Italy. They walk everywhere. It's just they're skinny and they're really good looking because they don't eat McDonald's, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. They don't eat these things. They eat pizza.
What are you saying about the fourth meal at Taco Bell? Are you saying that's bad for me?
I'm saying that there's no Italian translation for fourth meal.
Oh, okay. You know? Okay, I see how it is.
Yeah.
I see how it
is. Yeah.
All right.
You appreciate good art, don't you, Ted?
Oh, I definitely appreciate good art, Dave.
Oh, man. And historic cultures. I mean, really, really ancient cities and ruins. That's all I can say, Ted. And, you know, to top it off, you got Venice, which is one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been to. You just have to go. So that's my parting shot for Italy, Ted.
From all I read about your journey when you were there and the high-speed trains that you took all over, it just sounds like a beautiful place. Awesome art.
Yes.
Some culture.
Oh,
historic. You're walking through a bit of history.
You're walking through time. So, I mean, yeah. And again, like Ted said, we will post these photos.
So check that out. And another thing that you should be checking out is some Irish drinking songs. So to get us started with the Irish drinking music today, we have the Dropkick Murphys with the song Heroes from the Past off their album Sing Loud, Sing Proud. Find more information about the Dropkick Murphys at dropkickmurphys.com. Here they are with Heroes from Our Past.
Clear the way for the people of today. So when we think back to our ancestors, respectfully
was the Murphys with Heroes from Our Past. As Ted said, before that awesome song, go to DropkickMurphys.com. And speaking of them, real quick, Ted, when I was in Bologna,
yeah,
there was a poster for the Dropkick Murphys. And apparently,
oh,
that,
really?
Yeah, the punk sound is really big. So I saw this thing. I'm like, oh, wow, you know, the Dropkick Murphys, classic Boston punk in the heart of Italy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, man. But if you want to check out the Dropkick Murphys and you're not in Italy at the time, you can check them out here in the States. They're doing a tour through California, Colorado, Missouri, Chicago, and up through the New England area. So check them out.
Yes, indeed. Check them out. Well, Ted.
Bang your head to that punk rock. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, man. Such good music. I love the Murphys. Anyways, St. Patty's Day is fast approaching.
Yes, it is. Great old day, man.
Yes, and I have a question for you. What's your favorite beer that you will be coloring green?
My favorite beer that I will be coloring green?
Yes.
My favorite beer that I'll be coloring green? Well, St. Patty's Day, I like to kind of keep it a little in tradition, so I prefer the Heinekens or Beck's.
Okay.
Though I know they're not strictly there, but they're from over the pond.
Yes.
So it feels a little bit more in the season or in the spirit of things.
Okay, I can agree with that.
How about yourself, Dave?
Well, Ted, I have to say that my favorite beer on St. Patty's Day is the cheapest one that they have in the store. So
that's Pabst.
Yeah, well,
your rock star status, Pabst. One item that I do give a whole bunch of credit to, and I give them five picks, is Amidon. They are just a kick-ass band from Corvallis, Oregon, who usually play Kell's Irish Pub every St. Patty's Day. And Kell's in Portland closes off a couple parking lots and puts up tents and has Irish music blasting away. And Amidon always plays, and they always play five-hour blocks. Oh, man, they put on an awesome show, and you're interested in seeing them this year up in Portland or where they're touring in the Northwest. They might make it down to California or Nevada here sometime, maybe Utah, you never know. But check them out at AmidonUSA.com. And we got a special treat for you with them, don't we, Dave?
Indeed we do. Starting this Wednesday, they'll be playing at Vancouver, British Columbia. And then, as Ted had mentioned, they'll be playing the Kell's Irish Festival. The back 10 on Friday night and then Saturday early evening. Pretty much they're going to hop in their van and go up and down I-5 until at least through May and into early June.
So I highly recommend checking them out if you get a chance.
Find them at AmidonUSA.com. And here is Amidon with a Union of Drunken Upstairs.
Time. Hey, hey, hey. It hurts in your veins and your stretch sleeves. It's a family.
was Amidon with Hellbent for... fuck me with a 10-foot... That was Amidon off their album Hellbent for Victory with Union of Drunken Upstairs. So check them out if you're going to be in Portland or along Oregon's I-5 corridor, or check them out at AmidonUSA.com. Dave, you got an album here that you want to let everyone know about.
Indeed I do, Ted. This is a band actually out of Oakland, California, Oaktown. It's a single that I heard on Live 105, which is a Bay Area station. They played a song a while back called Someday by this band called Flipside. And the way that it's arranged is hip-hop with an acoustic guitar. One of the guitarists will just play the rhythm, and then they'll have a soloist come in, and he'll do some blazing fast major scale.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so
guitar virtuoso.
Yeah, and the name of the single, it's out there on iTunes if you want to go check it out, called Someday. But hey, tell me about the White Stripes.
White Stripes, they're back in the studio. They're just finished recording their new album, Icky Thump. Woo! And they're going to be on tour. Yeah, and while we're in the mode of concert, Anti-Flag, a band that we used to, or played, I believe, 2 months ago on the Timely Beaver, is continuing their tour now. They're doing a scattered tour throughout the United States, mostly East Coast, West Coast, and a few picked out in Utah, Colorado, and Missouri, or Missouri?
Missouri.
So check them out over the month of March and April.
We also have Dragon Force, a band that I found out about them and I had to leak it. It was just, they are a fantastic metal band. Some of the most impressive guitar work, like Ted and I were talking about a while back. So they're going to be starting out in Quebec, and they'll be doing, again, pretty much a cross-country tour. Go check them out while you can, Dragon Force.
And the Epitaph Tour, which me and Mike are going to be seeing later this month.
Ooh,
in Portland.
Fun.
We're going to give you a full review on it next month. Scattered tour all throughout the East Coast, Central, and Western United States, starring Matchbook Romance, Motion City Soundtrack from First to Last, and Scattered the Ash.
Okay, we just got a couple more for you guys. The Scatolites are going to be playing the month of March, starting in Austin, Texas, and then they'll be doing exclusively a California tour. So go check out the Scatolites.
Yes, and another band is Rise Against. They are doing a mostly California, and then their tour bus just falls in a diagonal up to New England. So check them out, and those are concert picks for the month of March. Go out there and check them if you give a flying fuck. On to our next band, the Real McKenzies. Kick-ass cool band I saw back over the summer. You can find more information on them at realmckenzies.com from their album Oot and a Boot. Here they are with Dropping Like Flies. Arr, me laddie.
Well, I don't come back in 79, it was just a weak kid living in a dive. Didn't drink, didn't dance, didn't even smoke hash, but turns when I heard the class. And you know I needed more, so I got up and out to the record store, and I bought all the records that I could afford, and I played them all on my stereo. This is a song saluting punk rockers rise, and what they did to change the times. But such a lifestyle, you'll be burning on both sides. Now they're dropping like flies, all those punk rock guys. Well, I became a band and I remain that way, and to this day I'm still blown away. Those bands just cut me to the bone, like damn, the Pistols and the Ramones. Now we just wanna say, they made us who we are today. So every time we play, we remember those of yesterday. This is a song salute, punk rockers rise, and what they did to change the times. With such a lifestyle, you'll be burning on both sides. Now they're dropping like flies, all those punk rock guys. Well, I became a fan and I remain that way, and to this day I'm still blown away. And then there's me, I'm not dead yet, but you never ever know, I could be next. This is a song to looted punk rockers wise, and what they did to change the times. With such a lifestyle, you'll be burning on both sides. Now they're dropping like flies, all those old punk rock guys. They're dropping like flies, all those old punk rock guys. They're dropping like flies, all those old punk rock guys.
And that was the Real McKenzies with Dropping Like Flies, a Boot in the Boot. Check them out at realmckenzies.com. That's MCKENZIES.com. And speaking of music and bands, gotta let...
What's that, Dave? Speaking of music and bands, what are you can't say that's my band.
Let's see, it's 5-string G&L bass. As Ted mentioned, custom made. Two pickups. I do have both active and passive on there.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, it's really, really nice.
Oh, man, Dave, you've talked about it. I can't remember what show that was. I think it was probably back in December or November.
It was a while ago, and I will demo this in the next episode.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Glad you're going to do that. You just mentioned it. You must follow through now.
Okay, Ted, I will do that. I just need a reminder, and then I will do a little demo, and again...
You heard it here. Next month's show, Demo of the Bass by Dave.
Oh, yes. But also leads us to something else, Ted. I like to throw out a trivia question out there. Where did I go on my recent vacation?
Where did you go on your recent vacation?
That's one question. The second question is, name two cities that I visited on my recent trip.
Two cities?
Yes. And if you email tellmeviewer@gmail.com with the correct answer, you'll get a signed copy.
Out of print, signed copy? Why wouldn't I enter?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
But that is our trivia question.
So I just got an email, timelybeaver@gmail.com, with where you've been. And the two cities, either or, we don't care.
It don't matter.
You get a signed copy. And all the people who enter the correct answers will be pulled out of a giant drum for the signed copy of an out-of-print edition of...
That would be New Breed Volume 2.
So you know how to enter now. Get on it. Mush, mush. That does it for the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Thank you, Ted. Good show.
Good show indeed. So enter the contest. Find all your Timely Beaver information and all these bands at timelybeaver.com.
We will be leaving you guys with the Bloody Irish Boys off of Drunk Rock. Here is Drunk Tonight. Go to thebloodyirishboys.com and have a happy St. Paddy's Day.
Happy St. Paddy's Day, everyone. Drink one for us, because we're drinking one for you.
Cheers.
Woohoo!
Back to that place I've been, where it starts, it all.
Beer Fest for all of you in the St. Patty's mood. What can I say that's better? You got a movie about beer, boobs, women, and Oktoberfest. Wieners, sausages, I don't know. Not in the sexual way, but wieners and sausages roasted German style.